Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather across Israel is quite warm. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports that the IDF states Hezbollah violated the ceasefire, firing over 50 rockets at their forces. The military vows a strong response. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post says Lebanon accuses Israel of brutal attacks, claiming they prevent stability. 5 people reportedly died in an Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon this morning. Also this hour, Ynet confirms that over 50 Hezbollah projectiles targeted the IDF, despite a ceasefire. Israeli forces retaliated by hitting Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. Separately, JNS reveals that Israel has cut ties with top EU diplomat Kaja Kallas. This comes after reports of her calling Israel an apartheid state, highlighting tensions with Brussels. And finally, I-24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu is quietly trying to influence the Iran deal. Sources say he is using media and allies to sway US strategies. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Defense Forces posted earlier today that Hezbollah launched over 50 projectiles at IDF soldiers, prompting strikes on Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon. I-24N EWS English echoed this, stating the IDF targeted dozens of Hezbollah locations after overnight attacks. Seth Franzman, a journalist, posted just minutes ago, presenting a hypothetical scenario about finding oneself on the Titanic in April 1912. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the recent escalation, Walla reports that the IDF is responding robustly to Hezbollah's repeated ceasefire violations. The night saw intense exchanges, with Hezbollah firing numerous projectiles at Israeli targets. This situation raises concerns of further military escalation in the region. Turning to Lebanon's accusations, the Jerusalem Post notes that Lebanese officials condemn Israel's airstrikes, which they claim undermined regional stability. This morning's attack in Arba Salim resulted in fatalities, escalating tensions between the two countries. The ongoing conflict continues to hinder peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the continued ceasefire breaches by Hezbollah. An Israeli military official confirmed strikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon. These actions underscore the fragile nature of the current ceasefire and the challenges in maintaining peace. In diplomatic news, JNS reports on Israel's decision to cut contact with EU diplomat Kaja Kallas. This move follows her controversial remarks about Israel. The incident reflects broader tensions between Israel and the European Union, affecting diplomatic relations. Finally, I-24 News reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence US policy on Iran. By leveraging right-wing media and political allies, he aims to shape the international approach to Iran. This strategy highlights Israel's ongoing concerns about regional security threats. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Dream Security has raised $260 million, achieving a $3 billion valuation. The company, co-founded by Shalev Julio and Sebastian Kurz, specializes in cyber defense systems for governments. Separately, CTech highlights Imperva's emphasis on hybrid work models. This approach, according to Imperva's Einat Leham Livnat, is now essential for maintaining work-life balance, reflecting a shift in corporate culture. And finally, Ynet Business discusses hidden work expenses affecting employees' paychecks. These costs, from minor receipts to home office expenses, quietly add up, impacting personal finances. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.